Great news for Lighthouse. It's gone out to public consultation and hopefully it'll move forward at a speedy rate and we will see something happening in the near future. But it's another add-on to the Lighthouse because there are hopefully extra visitors to the area. The virtual reality of Saldanha was just launched there last weekend and I know it's going to take a few years for this to happen, but look, everything is as a benefit and as a help to Tiny Tai. More visitors down to the Lighthouse and as well as coming to the Lighthouse, they're going to be spending a few pounds around the area as well. So I think it's a boost to the whole area. It's a boost to the management and to the committee that's run the place down there. Great committee, and I have to congratulate them on the fine plan to have in place here for them.
It is something that the Lighthouse is missing because it's in a spectacular setting, but there's just needs something else to draw tourists to it.
Yeah, I think that's really a big help. You know, there's the three rooms down there as well for letting out, and there's huge demand on them, and I recommend them to anybody to go down, whether you're a couple or a small family or a larger group, to see different sizes there. The views of it, and if you've got the top of Lighthouse, you know, it's excellent views right around the place as well. So look, this is going to be an enhancement to all that, and hopefully try and get somewhere so people can spend a wee bit longer and around the area.
The public consultation now is taking place next Wednesday afternoon, so it's important that local people from the area go along and have a look at what is planned.
Definitely very important that it'll come along, because I think the committee and the management down there would be very interested in knowing what the general public in the area think of it, and maybe if it could come up with something else that could be added on to it as well.